I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 447, The In-Depth. KSL Sports, BYU athletes can now market themselves through NFTs. It's part of a new deal with a company called, I think, OkaView. Well, joining us live, BYU insider for KSLSports.com, Mitch Harper. Mitch, what does this mean for the BYU athletes?
Yeah, they can now make money off their name, image, and likeness through virtual experiences. So basically, if Jaren Hall, BYU star quarterback, throws an amazing touchdown pass this season, BYU can turn it into an NFT card, and fans can now buy that, and then Jaren Hall can get a cut of the money, and BYU as an athletic department can get a cut of the money too. So it's another creative way to allow athletes to make money off their name, image, and likeness.
How much money? Is there any indication how much a player might get from one of these NFTs?
So BYU did not give the specifics on how much these players can get. Each player, there's about 90 or so players out of the 105-man roster has signed on to this agreement with OkaView, and each player has its own sort of deal. So I don't think there's a set precedent as to how much it could potentially be. I would imagine that the players that are more visible, like a quarterback like Jaren Hall, would get a larger size of money, but BYU didn't disclose the specifics.
Now, the NBA does this sort of thing, but this NFT deal is not with college football. It's with BYU specifically. It's a different kind of arrangement.
Yeah, it is. It's just with BYU sports, and it's going to be with the football team, men's basketball, women's basketball, Olympic sports, the entire athletic department. And honestly, Jeff, I think it's in just another way BYU's trying to appeal to, you know, bring in more recruits that want to come to BYU and let them know, like, hey, you come here, you're going to have another avenue to make money. Because now in college sports, you're seeing schools, you know, pay a lot of money to get athletes to their schools. And BYU doesn't want to get to a situation where it's pay for play or inducements. That's not allowed. But schools are doing that. BYU doesn't want to play that game, but they want to find creative ways like this to still stay competitive and let these guys make money off their name, image, and likeness.
Well, it's very unclear how much there is to be made through NFTs after the crypto crash, but it is forward-thinking. Thanks a lot, Mitch Harper, BYU insider for KSLSports.com. KSL News Time 450.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.